Well, what is that, Muddy? Anyway, it's a lovely view. We've got a lovely view. And the carpet looks really, really clean.
Because Maggie's arrived.
Someone's here. Okay.
Yeah, he's
There's
trying,
another,
to,
it wasn't
trying
for us.
To impress.
Okay. And how's that going?
For those who can't hear, Matt, he's just shaking his head. But that's one favourite that hasn't got beaten today. Hey, Wiggs, it's been a tough start to the program for punters.
It has. Not ideal. The last race, the favourite went down, but looked very, very tired. So probably paddock job, you would have thought.
Yeah. And then, one run two, mate.
Yeah, you know, and it can happen. But when that prize money's there and you think the horse is well during the week, it's not until you get into the races and then... Yeah, you see what pressure comes undone. And
we've been talking about Jai McNeil's last two rides. He made the early move in the second race and then he waited for the gap on the fence. How much confidence he's got right now?
Yeah, well, I'd like to think it's sky high. If it's not after winning the Melbourne Cup, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
But like I said, I was fortunate enough I rode with Jai and it was a great... the way he progressed, it was always he was the jockey that was going to be the next big thing. And it was just little things that he learnt and... They're all come together now and Melbourne Cups. And, yeah, what he's seeing now is great confidence boost.
We spoke to Dwayne Dunn before and I said, Dwayne, what's it like with these meetings on the back of such a massive Flemington and Melbourne Spring Carnival? And a lot of the jockeys, as you look at the form guide today, you see all the big names that were very prominent over Flemington. How hard is it to go back to the well? I know jockeys are used to getting up early and going around the country and riding hard, but on the end of something that must take so much out of you physically and mentally, how hard is it to get up for a day like this?
Yeah, it's more physically, I would have thought, this period, because you've smashed your body pretty much, and a lot of the guys and the girls have gone a lot lighter than they normally do for the big races. But a lot of them manage it a lot now. A lot of them would have rode Stakes Day and then probably had that week off. And then I think it's a Friday night, Mooney Valley, they get back. So it's a little bit of time to regroup and have a little bit of a blowout and have some beers. And then again, they would have rode on the Saturday, which was Sandown. And then again, a lot of them haven't ridden this week. And then you pretty much target these meetings because it's great prize money. So it's more managing your body and your mind and then sort of just getting there to peak for these storms.
A little bit different this year because of the restrictions with COVID, even though it is opening up now. But... Do you guys get together after Melbourne Cup week or after the Spring Carnival and go, you know what, we are going to have a blowout because we've done it so hard the last few weeks?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're all humans. I remember, you know, I was whinging to Simon Zara a couple of springs ago. Oh, you know, I'm depleted. And he said, you guys are depleted. He said, you should try being a trainer, having to deal with everything, not just train the horse, but then you've got a lot of owners to please. And I think everyone feels it. It's a big, big workload, and you know, you're entitled to have a blowout and be normal and enjoy yourself. That's what life's about.
No doubt about that. Looking forward to your input throughout the day. This is a tricky race of two rods. We don't know the exposed form that much, but from the barrier draws, is there a disadvantage, a severe disadvantage to be drawn out wide? This morning when we spoke to you, you said you want to be near the fence with these babies, especially the clockwise.
Yeah, it's just very obviously. Most of these horses are trained in Melbourne and they're taught to go rail, but rail in the other direction. So, like I said earlier, Ballarat Turf Club do a great thing and they present the track that you can have a bit of a practice, go around there and have a trial. So, I think in any two-year-old race, if you can bounce on the bunny and follow the rail, it's a massive, massive advantage. But, you know, you look through it, you know your Snowdens, you know your Bustardens and all those kinds of people and your Mars. They have their horses all professionally and ready to go. But yeah, I would definitely love to be on a horse that's on the bunny because it cambers the other way, because obviously in Melbourne it's cambered to go to the Melbourne way. So camber up, rail up and away you go.